gospel, and it goes like this. It says here in chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of people. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And then in verse 14 it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Okay. I have a question, and it goes like this. Guys, how many here have bought a present? The guys in the room. I think there's about 10. Okay? So most of us guys haven't bought presents. Is that right? I have a question for the girls. Girls, how many here have yet still to buy presents? Yes, oh yeah, quite a few. How many girls have bought presents thus far? Girls. Is there a girl in the house who hasn't bought a present?
Fascinating.
Okay, I have a final question here. How many here amongst us have a millionaire in our extended family? Was it a half hand? You've got a half a million. Is that right? No. How many here in your extended household, extended family, uncles, aunties, cousins, grannies, granddads, have got a millionaire in the family? Hand up. We have two in mine. Two? Have we got a number, brothers? We've got quite a few. Not that, of course, we see any of it, do we? Is that right? Here's a story. It's a true story. There was this millionaire in this particular family, and in his extended family, he had 20 people, okay? Uncles, aunties, cousins, grannies, so forth and so on. 20 in the extended family. And he was the one and only millionaire in this extended family. It came to Christmas time. And this particular Christmas, true story, he decided that he wouldn't buy anybody their Christmas presents. So he was the millionaire. What he did instead was he went out and bought 20 Christmas cards. 20 Christmas cards. And in his work office, you know, in his cluttered desk, in between meetings and people interrupting him, he wrote one sentence on each of the Christmas cards. And the sentence was, "This Christmas, you can go out and buy your own Christmas present." He then got his checkbook. True story, got his checkbook, and he wrote out 20 checks. And he made each and every check out for 300 New Zealand dollars. So, in between meetings, on his cluttered desk, he had the cards, the envelopes, and also that each check made out for $300. So he sent the cards off in about November. Come late December, he was a worried man. No one had replied. Have you heard this? No one had replied. And he thought, this is most strange. Then it got to Christmas Day, and he just couldn't believe it. No one had replied. Then it got to New Year. And by this time, he was back at his office desk, and he was cleaning up his office desk. And as he cleaned it up, what did he notice? The 20 checks. Notice the 20 checks. And the point of the story is this, is that Christmas promises much, but it doesn't always deliver. Okay, doesn't always deliver. And here's the point. What does Christmas promise? That at the center of the universe there was this amazing creator God. And this amazing creator God took on the form of human flesh and came to our planet. So our planet is the visited planet. And he lived a life that no one else has ever lived before. And he died a death for your sins and mine. But because he's the creator God of the universe, death could not hold this Jesus down. So he rose from the dead. And he's alive today. And he comes to each one of us. And he says, what has happened thus far in your life is not the last word. There is a new word. Something new has been added to this planet. There's something new in the mix. There is a new addition. In other words, if some of you suffer from depression, Jesus plus depression equals light. If some of you here have cancer, Jesus plus cancer equals the grace to endure, or the grace to be healed, or the grace to die well. I was at a cafe yesterday, and I saw this guy that I hadn't seen for about 10 years. And I said to this guy, he's my age, I said, how are you? And he said, Mick, he said, I have at the most 5 years to live. He has terminal cancer. But you should have seen his face. He had a serenity. Jesus plus cancer can equal healing, the grace to endure, or the grace to die well. Jesus plus money problems can equal contentment. Jesus plus mistake making. Who here has made a mistake this year? I've made more than one. Jesus plus mistake making equals good can come out of bad. In other words, people, Jesus plus sins. How many people here this year have sinned? Jesus plus sin equals forgiveness and a guilt-free life. You see, there is a new addition. That is the promise of Christmas. But why doesn't it always deliver? Well, friends, to finish, I have $100. Is there anybody in this room, in this house, anybody in this room, in this house, who needs $100? Is there anybody in the house who needs $100? I want you, honestly, this is yours if you need it. It's my money. No, actually, it's Ruby's. But if you need $100, I want you to come up and get it. And honestly, it's yours. I don't want you to give it back. Is there anybody in this house who desperately or really, really wants $100? I'd like you to come up now and take it. You mean there's no one in the house? Is there anybody here? No, come on, please. Is there anybody here and you desperately, urgently do need $100? I'd like you to come up and receive it. There you go. That's yours. It's yours. Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Usually when you do that, no one comes up. You've just gone and ruined my story. Takes Manurewa Baptist, doesn't it, eh? I think that's a classic. Because here's the thing. Usually when you do that, no one comes up. And the reason why no one comes up is because people are seated there and they go, I'm sort of dressed, I can't really come up, I'm dressed inappropriately. And then other people, they go, I'm unworthy. There must be someone else who needs it more than I. And then other people, they go, I'm not going to let other people know that I need $100. And so no one usually comes up. But after about 10 minutes of waiting, someone may come up and grab the 100, and then when they see it's actually given away, other people in the room go, rats, you know, I could have got that 100. And you see, that's how a lot of people will feel about Jesus Christ. Did you get that? Because Jesus, he promises much, and he also delivers. But what you have to do, like our sister did, is you have to reach out and take it. And if there are some in this room this morning, and you do not know yet that Jesus is alive, and when you add Jesus as the new addition to your life, he can not only promise, but he can deliver much. It's been my experience. I know this is true. And so if you would like to talk to someone about that, I would love to have a coffee with you. So you can see me after when we're having a barbecue in a few minutes. Jesus promises, Jesus delivers. That is what Christmas is all about. Amen? Amen. How many minutes? How much? Oh, stakes. 13 and a half. Can I pray? Let's pray. And Dave, we're doing one final song. Let's pray. Jesus, we want to thank you that you are the new addition. And when we add you to so much in our lives, so much is changed for the better. There can be contentment. There can be forgiveness. There can be guilt-free lives. Good can come out of bad. There can be healing from bad emotions, ill health. We can die well. There is so much, so many gifts that you can give each and every year, and not just on Christmas Day. We thank you that you are the greatest gift. And many of us in this room enjoy you as such. We pray for the people here this morning who do not know you yet as the greatest gift. May it be that these people will unwrap you, reach out and take you as their lover, as their forgiver, as their change agent, as their life changer, as their everything. Help them by your Holy Spirit to reach out and take you as the greatest gift. And we pray this in your wonderful name, Jesus. And we all said, Amen.